This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I am so excited about this week because I have a book that is literally just off the press. And this book teaches in an area that most people do not realize is foundational, so foundational that I believe that if you do not master this particular area, it will affect you receiving a physical healing. It will affect your relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your church, with your employer. It is so, you know, every once in a while, something comes by that is literally so pulsating with truth. It's a now book for this moment. And I have the author on the telephone, Doug Jones from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's an instructor at Rhema Bible College, and that's the college that Kenneth Hagin started many years ago, and I had the privilege of hearing Doug speak, and he is an outstanding Bible teacher. And I have to ask you, Doug, where did this whole concept come from? How did you start to even teach on this subject and see its importance?
Well, Sid, the subject, of course, is the maintenance of our thought life, and this issue came into being as I began to study about the importance of putting on the whole armor of God. This passage of Scripture found in Ephesians chapter 6 had been a passage that I had desired to understand for quite a while. But once I began to really focus in on this passage and begin to understand what our Bible armor, what the armor of God is and what it's to be used against, I began to realize that this is an issue that's talking about the maintenance of our thought life. And we'll get into that in the later part of the show, but that's really how it came about. It came about as a sincere desire to see what it meant for Paul to say to us to put on the whole armor of God. And as a result of my investigation of that subject, I came to understand about how it plays and the role that it plays in the maintenance of our thought life.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing that shocked me. It really shocked me because I'm one of these people that learned from, I believe it was Larry Lee was the one that was very popular in teaching this, about putting on the full armor of God and putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And I remember I used to put all this armor on me, and you just blew out my candle with your teaching. Would you explain that to the Mishpucha?
Well, what happened was this. It's very evident that in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, that Paul encourages us to take unto ourselves the whole armor of God. I'll never forget I had taught for a number of years about this subject. But for some reason, Sid, I only focused in on one issue, and that was the shield of faith. And I had focused in on that issue so much that everywhere I went, I was talking about the shield of faith. But one day I was reading this passage, and the Lord sparked my attention to verse 11. He says, put on the whole armor of God. And then in verse 13, he says it again, put on the whole armor of God. And all of a sudden I saw it. I begin to realize that as a Christian, that it's not just one piece that's going to cause us to be successful as Christians. It's going to be taken into ourselves the whole armor of God. That means then that we cannot specialize on our favorite piece of armor. You know, since some people like to specialize on the breastplate of righteousness, and they so talk about the subject of righteousness, and some people specialize on just the gospel of peace, and there's another group of people that just want to specialize on the shield of faith. But God's encouraging us to take into ourselves the whole armor of God. That means then that every piece of this armor is as necessary as any of our favorite pieces of armor.
But, you know, the thing that was so amazing to me is when you denuded the armor part of it, and would you explain that?
Yes. What happened was this. Because of my traditional thinking about this passage, I automatically pictured, once again, the Roman soldier's armor. And I went down the path that we're normally taken when this scripture is talked about, discussing the helmet of a Roman soldier, what it was made out of, how large it was, its function, its size. And then I went down to the breastplate of righteousness, and we've heard it taught so many times, of how wide the breastplate was, how thick it was, what it was made out of, and how it functioned in a Roman soldier armament. Then I went to the shield of faith, or the Roman shield, and I began to look at exactly, you know, once again, how wide it was and how long it was. But what happened was, is I went back to the passages after I looked at the Roman soldier armament, and I tried to insert all of my findings into this passage, thinking that I would come out with simplicity, that I would come out with clarity. Instead, it wasn't any clearer to me after I learned about the Roman soldier armament. It wasn't any clearer to me than what it was before I learned about the Roman soldier armament. So I thought, something's not right here. And then I went to this, once again, traditional thinking that each piece protects the particular portion of the body. The helmet protects the mind, I'd been taught, and the breastplate protected the heart or the vital organs. And then when I got down to the belt, I never really could figure out what that protected, and I never could figure out exactly what the feet shod, what the preparation of the gospel of peace, what that was all about. So here again, I went back trying to fit my findings into this setting, and it just simply didn't make any sense. So what happened was, as I was studying this issue, and a scripture was brought to my attention in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul was the writer of this book as well as the book of Ephesians. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, Paul says these words, "But let us who are of the day be sober," here it is, "putting on the breastplate of faith in love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation." When I saw that, I thought to myself, now wait, Paul, now you wrote to the Ephesians that it was the breastplate of righteousness. But in 1 Thessalonians, you called it the breastplate of faith and love. And I thought to myself, now wait now, if all of this Roman soldier symbolism was so important, then why didn't Paul remain loyal to it throughout all of his writings? And I thought to myself, you know, in the Ephesian passage, he didn't even mention the subject of love. He called it the breastplate of righteousness. He called it the shield of faith. But in 1 Thessalonians, he called it the breastplate of faith and love. So I thought to myself, Paul's a little confused here. But I knew he wasn't confused, Sid. And so I came to this conclusion that to Paul, it really wasn't about the Roman soldier symbolism. It really wasn't about the Roman soldier armament. To him, it didn't make any difference whether it was the breastplate of faith and love or the breastplate of faith. And because he didn't place any importance upon that particular symbolism, I thought, I'm going to go back to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to remove, just for the purpose of clarification, I'm not trying to add or take away from the Bible, but just for the purpose of clarification, I want to take away all the Roman soldier symbolisms and see what's left.
And that so blows out of the water all the other teaching I've ever heard on this before, but go ahead.
Well, you know, we've all gone through all that, and I've taught that way myself, Sid. I went through that whole business about, you know, what the breastplate was made out of. But here again, when I went back looking for how much did that knowledge add to my understanding of this subject, I couldn't come up with any clarity. So I had to go back. So what I did was I went back and I removed all the Roman soldier symbolisms, and this is what I came up with. In verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore with truth and with righteousness." Verse 15, "And with the gospel of peace." Verse 16, "And take faith with you." Verse 17, "And take salvation and the word of God." When I saw that, I suddenly realized, now wait now. we've become so distracted by the Roman soldier symbolisms that we've missed the true armor of God. Sid, the true armor of God is truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the word of God. Paul is encouraging us, take upon yourself these issues and put them on. Now, what's interesting to this is that Paul, in the book of Ephesians, is writing to Christians. And so, therefore, for Paul to encourage Christians to put on salvation, what would happen if you didn't put it on one day? Does that mean that you're walking around not being saved? I don't think so. He's encouraging Christians to put on righteousness. And if anybody knew that once you become born again, that you're the righteousness of God in Christ.
So why is he doing this?
Yeah. And so I thought to myself, all right, here, he's not telling us to put on salvation. He's not telling us to put on righteousness. What he's telling us to do is put on what we know about the truth. Put on what we know about righteousness. Put on what we know about our salvation. Put on what we know about the gospel of peace. What we know about faith. In other words, Sid, our armor that we are to put on that will win this battle that Paul speaks of is the armor of Bible knowledge.
But why would a Christian not put this on?
Yeah, yeah. We are to daily make ourselves aware that we are born again, that we're the righteousness of God in Christ. We are to put on what we know about the Word of God, about truth, about our faith, about the gospel of peace, about righteousness. And Paul says that if you will take this Bible armor, if you will take what you know about these subjects, I'll never forget I was teaching along this line.
I'll tell you what, Doug, real quickly, how do you put it on?
Well, you put it on by hearing the truth about your salvation, hearing the truth, renewing your mind about the subject of righteousness, renewing the mind about the Word of God, and begin to, if you will, accept these things into your life as truth. That I am the righteousness of God in Christ, that I am a new creature, because I'm born again, I'm a child of God, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places.
When we put this armor on in 15 seconds, what does it accomplish?
It prepares you, it gives you equipment to where you can stand against the wiles of the devil, that you can withstand in the evil day, and you can quench fiery darts.
Okay. This may sound basic, but trust me, this is one of these books that I believe is going to change your life. It's called Mastering the Silence. We're making it available for a donation of $12. If you've never written before, or if you've written many times, I urge you, get this book, Mastering the Silence. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.